Hachette Audio presents Dreamtown, written by David Baldacci, read by Eduardo Ballerini and Brittany Presley. To Tiffany and Bruno Silva and the Landing Love Project for helping so many in need. Chapter 1. It was New Year's Eve, 1952. Aloysius Archer was 30 years old, once a decorated soldier, and next a humbled inmate. He was currently a private detective, with several years of intense experience trolling the darker side of life. He was riding in a 1939 blood-red Delahaye convertible, with the red top in the down position, because that was how he liked it. He had bought the car a little over 3 years before with lucky gambling winnings in Reno. It had also very nearly cost Archer his life. He still loved the car. Any man with a pulse would. And so would any woman who liked a man with a nice car. He was currently heaving over the roller coaster humps of Los Angeles. The city was decked out in its finest livery for the coming of the new year. That meant the bums of Skid Row had been goose-stepped off the streets by junior coppers who did what they were told. The hookers had been ordered not to solicit on the main thoroughfares, and most everyone had put the lids on their trash cans and brushed their teeth. The town had brought in about 4 million strings of lights, an equal number of balloons, and enough confetti to choke the Pacific. And every actor and actress with a studio contract, and even some without, would be showing their toothy mugs in all the right and wrong places. While the town definitely had its seamy side, the City of Angels had all the tools and incentive to do showy and shallow better than any other place on earth. It could be a wonderful place to live if you had money, were famous, or both, which Archer didn't and wasn't. Over the years, he'd worked a slew of tough cases, and had come to know the town and its denizens maybe better than he would have liked. It was a town that took every single dream you had, and then merrily ran it right through the world's biggest meat grinder. And when the famous were famous no more, the meat grinder treatment was even worse, because those people had tasted what life...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?